Back to school time. How should we support our middle school adolescents socially and emotionally during the coronavirus and thereafter? My name is Jennifer Kelly. I'm a whole child education consultant. This podcast that I will present is very educationally functional in that what I mention and suggest can be practiced at any time, not just during the coronavirus, but at any time to help us contemplate how we should prepare our children to succeed as whole children and later as whole adults. Before we start this educational talk, I want to first give you my quick definitions of structural functionalism, interaction theory, label theory, and goal-oriented learning theory that I want you to keep in mind and reflect back on and apply as it relates to this educational talk and your child's educational life experiences and your experiences. Here are the definitions. One, structural functionalism. This exists when the values, norms of society, and educational outcomes are agreed upon to keep the educational system and society stable and balanced for everyone to have the potential to succeed personally and collaboratively. Two, interaction theory looks at the interactions between student to teacher, and student to family, and how it relates to labeling and social educational interactions in school and society. Three, labeling theory. Individuals behave in ways that reflect how others label them. Many factors in the school, social, and family environment can trigger labeling. Four, goal-oriented theory concerns the question of how and why individuals behave in certain ways in different learning and performance situations. It also focuses on the desire to develop the self by acquiring new skills, mastering new situations, and improving one's educational competences and application of abilities and skills. Let's start our education talk. It's that time of year again, back to school time, but with precautions due to the coronavirus. Time to get our children in back to school mode and a balanced school, social, and learning schedule. Once again, it's time to have a positive, fresh start to a new and exciting school year filled with learning, catching up with friends, the anticipation of interesting and enjoyable activities, fun opportunities, and hopes of good teachers that our children respect in life. Our children have been outside the classroom setting for so long. Their learning routines and habits have changed in so many ways due to the coronavirus precautions and social distancing. Whether before the coronavirus, during, or after the coronavirus, our goal should be to help children become more responsible in their habits, routines, organizational ability, and independent, self-directed problem-solving and decision-making skills. Instead of telling, doing, planning, and figuring out everything for our adolescents and telling them what to do and what they should or should not be doing, we have to first listen to our adolescents while still letting them know that there are healthy precautions and social distancing regulations we are expected to follow, not just for our own good, but to protect others from getting the coronavirus, and as we could possibly be a carrier of the coronavirus too. Adolescents are growing in maturity, and we want them to grow in independence as they get closer to young adulthood. We want to listen to them as if what they say matters. We want to hear about their reasoning, social disappointments, and academic experiences during the coronavirus. How are things like what they expected? How did your child adapt to learning at home and being online? How did your child manage to get through the school workday and homework load? Did they find any successes learning and socializing during the coronavirus? Why or why not? How are they feeling socially and emotionally? And do they feel ready to go back to the classroom? Why or why not? How are things different for adolescents now in terms of social, recreational, and expanded academic opportunities? We want to give adolescents a stake in making life choices reasonably and independently when it comes to making their own decisions and what they value. Thereby, we can help our adolescents be more critical problem solvers who are self-directed and can take ownership of their good decisions and work on ways to navigate better choices, better activity possibilities, better habits, and better routines. Throughout any educational decade, the enduring educational trends and factors influencing success were best met when we, as parents and educators, supported and understood students socially and emotionally and responded to their personalities and their unique learning styles and their academic strengths and differences. Particularly while the coronavirus continues, adolescents can't achieve success alone during this time of social distancing and extended reliance on distance learning via their tablets. In some sense, we want adolescents to think that they can go it alone, because the adolescent mind is verging the stage of young adulthood, as stated earlier. Most adolescents and even many adults think that they don't have to worry about the coronavirus and think the right people will solve the coronavirus problems and even the world problems. Adolescents and some adults think we just need the right people to make the right and just decisions to turn bad situations around, and then the world will be a better place. However, it's not that easy. We need to keep in mind that positive actions multiply when people act socially, responsibly, and collectively. Moreover, due to the coronavirus, our social interaction processes and educational processes and routines have been changed and modified around health and social concerns. It is a good thing that most adolescents in the United States can expect to be going back to school this year with as much time spent with in-person education as possible. It's good adolescents are going back because they need that human interaction component and the collaborative social dynamics to learn effectively as whole children. Because in young adulthood and later in life, we achieve things in life and through our careers mainly by interacting and working collaboratively and reflectively with people. Still, whether we are living in the times of the coronavirus or absence of it, our adolescents still need me time and friend time. We can't dictate to our adolescents by saying, you should be social distancing but doing things with your friends and so-and-so. Or now you should be doing things with us, your parents. We have to instill in our children the importance and consequences of social distancing and not social distancing during the coronavirus, and then hold them responsible for making thoughtful, safe, and good decisions. It's normal that adolescents want to be with their friends when they want to be with their friends, to share interests, experiences, information, and secrets. Similarly, when they want to withdraw to themselves and be alone, you have to let them most of the time. The developing brain of the adolescent needs time to think about how they see themselves and time to pursue their hobbies and interests in relation to what they think of themselves, what they believe in, and how they see others in comparison to themselves and their own opinions and values and how they feel about certain things. We must remember that the most normal withdrawal time is spent planning things, thinking things out, talking to friends on the phone about what they want to talk about, and making plans. Obviously, what we have come to expect during the coronavirus is that there has been more precautions and isolation for everyone, and also much more screen time for adolescents. When possible, we should make it clear to adolescents that it is better to get outdoors and moving, doing some exercise or sports or a hobby, as opposed to endless screen time without limits and just staying in, getting bored and lazy from having so-called nothing to do. Through all this time of the coronavirus, it's helpful to ground our thoughts of what's normal and what's positively possible socially and academically for our adolescents. As a whole child education consultant, sociologist, and educator, I think adolescence is a particularly fascinating time for social learning, along with acquiring motives for whole child education awareness as it relates to strengths and weaknesses, interests, values, beliefs, and opinions. To me, middle school and outside the middle school environment is one of the optimal places to see and observe sociology of education theories really start to become noticeably prominent, as we can see social learning patterns play out during adolescence that impact how we define ourselves and what we believe we can accomplish in adolescence and throughout adulthood. I'll give you a personal example of what I mean. In middle school, like anyone, I wanted to fit in, but I just didn't. I got tired and just for whatever reason found it difficult to go through the learning, processing of information, and homework routine most of the time. At times, I felt like I could learn, and other times I felt like I could find more optimal time to understand and learn if it was up to me. Sometimes, but infrequently, I felt like I was more ready for elementary school days, and other times I gave myself a self-talk that I was a middle schooler, more mature, and could do more things than an elementary schooler. I was sensitive, and oftentimes school was just too much stress to me for reasons that I couldn't even think of sometimes. I would get painful pimples, sick migraines at times, and other times my period was so painful I felt I couldn't go to school. I was absent from school at times because of it. I felt like my whole social rhythm was off. As usual for me, I wanted to find people that could relate to me and how I felt and how I thought, but this usually didn't happen. I wanted to find balance and where I fit in on a regular basis. Not long after all this feeling out of sync and not fitting in, I became very sick and was treated for systemic lupus. The lupus gave me some explanation to why I felt the way I did. I had rashes, fatigue, constant fever, arthritis in most of my joints. At times, I couldn't even hold a pen or pencil. I had severe gastrointestinal problems, earaches, chest pains, some breathing difficulty, and other symptoms. However, from middle school on into adulthood, I felt like I would never want to go through my middle school experience again because I could not go back in time and make my experience better. Then, very unexpectedly, in my early 20s, I ended up getting a substitute teaching position, mainly for ELA and reading at the middle school I once attended. What is the chance of this, I thought. Very soon after that, I went from thinking of myself as a middle school nothing to a middle school something. I finally felt I had more inner confidence, self-esteem, achievement, and purpose after going back to work in the middle school that I once attended. This was something I needed to happen in my life to feel my best. I could be as a whole person in relations to other people. My educational experiences, educational comments, and ideas were listened to and respected. I thought to myself, if I hadn't gone through all my middle school difficulties, then come back to work in the same middle school I attended, I would never have been able to relate as well to understanding what some middle school students feel and think and are going through or not going through. I am so glad to have had the do-over middle school experience I had. Now I have a 13-year-old twice exceptional son who enjoys middle school, and I can support the different personality, abilities, strengths, and weaknesses he has. The point is, whether we are going to school during the coronavirus or there was no coronavirus, there was always something that the adolescent gets concerned about in terms of appearance, image, socialization, perceived abilities, views, esteem issues, level of confidence and support, strengths and weaknesses, and social labeling. Some adolescents also concern themselves with feelings of isolation during the coronavirus or at other times. We should always strive for ways to think positive, learn from others, strengths and weaknesses as a whole person, and be the best person we can be, and strive not to label people because labeling can affect self-esteem and limit persistence, confidence, and achievement. We need to think as parents and educators how we can make the most of supporting learning during the coronavirus and thereafter. I definitely recommend we focus on whole child education with a skill building, learning mastery, and application approach to learning. In school, there are different ways to build social support, such as through special education PTA, the regular Parent Teachers Association, getting to know teachers, staff, and other parents by more actively participating in school activities, and so on. Also, student support services can help students better adjust to their learning situations to assist in supporting and developing the potential of the whole child and planning for future educational adjustments, remote learning, and career preparation planning. However, you may want the input of an educational consultant or educational mentor to help in going about specialized education planning for your child to work towards achieving certain goals and outcomes. Even though we are living in times of the coronavirus, schools still have to offer some type of after-school extra help in school and online. If your child has fallen behind in their writing practice or is falling behind in writing skills, you can ask if your child's school has a literacy workshop where adolescents can improve their different types of writing and reading skills. I would also stress that if you notice your child is having increased difficulty studying or is struggling with his or her reading rate and comprehension, you should look into available reading and ELA programs at your child's school. Reading and ELA skills are skills that each student will need across the curriculum and throughout adulthood. There are foundational skills that will serve to increase confidence and achievement now and later in life. Also, don't hesitate to ask informed questions and seek support from a social worker, psychologist, teachers, school administration, and other support persons if your child or family is impacted by additional tension, your adolescent has sleep problems, your adolescent has different types of anxiety, your adolescent has isolation problems, your adolescent has behavior problems, your adolescent has emotional distress, or the family has financial distress due to the coronavirus. It is always good to have someone to speak about academic, social, and psychological concerns that have affected your child's daily routine, classroom learning, and online learning during the coronavirus and thereafter. It is also good to speak with a social worker or a psychologist if you need referral resources outside the school for such things as additional counseling, additional ELA and reading skill support, and additional special education needs, including gifted education needs. Also, social workers, psychologists, and teachers should emphasize and encourage realizing the benefits of having your child have more time to connect with nature during the coronavirus. Being in nature on a regular basis can have a grounding, balancing, therapeutic effect on children and adults. This can aid in a sense of wellness in daily life. In addition, parents might feel much more assured about their child's socialization and education if they knew that many of their teachers are receiving additional support and training in how to deal with the social and emotional aspects of their adolescents' learning. Also, many of their teachers are also receiving training in how to make informed educational decisions to deliver the best thinking and learning engagement adaptations during the coronavirus and thereafter. Now let's backtrack to the impact the time missed out of the classroom due to the coronavirus has had on your child. What exactly did you think was better socially and academically for your child before the coronavirus? In contrast, can you think of something about education and socialization that brought about social and learning opportunities for your child during the coronavirus and not in the classroom? Did your adolescent get to pursue any special interest while out of school due to the coronavirus? Did you think of any answers to these questions? Well, here it is, something I'd like to tell you. What I have to tell you as an educator and whole child consultant with experience on the early childhood through 2-year college level is being mindful that your child and you are directly and indirectly affected by the nature of education and the changes that our growing economy is becoming more of a social enterprise and social economy is a factor you should be mindful of. And this idea of the social economy is built on how we can learn dynamically and collaboratively with like-minded people to learn and achieve greater wellness, use our talents and abilities to help people meet societal and business demands and make money. In combination, we need to be more mindful of how we are preparing our children to be able to apply more of what they learn and be ready to work and cooperate with like-minded others who share a similar mission of social ethics, wellness, and learning to meet personal and group potential, enhance employment skills, and serve community and consumer needs, and generate money in this growing social enterprise economy that is also becoming a stronger social economy. If you would like to read further on the development of the adolescent, I suggest skimming through the book, Your 10 to 14-Year-Old by Louise Bates Ames. Take a look at the chapters dealing with adolescence. For another good source of information about stages of adolescence and socialization and learning and wellness, go to the Child Mind Institute website. Furthermore, if you want to read more about the areas of sociology and education and stages of adolescence, go to Wikipedia, or better yet, do your own internet research on specific topics and issues related to adolescence and the sociology of education. I hope you found this educational talk interesting and useful.